From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Zimbabwean President Robert Mugabe faces a deadline Monday to step down or face possible impeachment following last week's military takeover. In a televised address to the nation Sunday, he made no mention of resignation, even after his ruling ZANU-PF party removed him as party leader.
Whatever the pros and cons of the way they went about registering those concerns, I, as the president of Zimbabwe and as their commander-in-chief, do acknowledge the issues they have drawn my attention to.
The 93-year-old Mr. Mugabe, who has led the country since 1980, insisted the events of the past week were not a challenge to his authority. He vowed to preside over a high-level party meeting next month. People like Nyasha were surprised.
I was expecting his resignation, and I expected him. I would be happy for him, despite everything that he has done, to leave with dignity and to just walk away. The generals would have let him walk away peacefully and with his dignity, but he refused to do that.
The party's central committee Sunday named sacked Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa as his replacement. An international fleet of ships and planes is fighting high winds and waves in the search for a missing Argentine submarine with a crew of 44. An apparent distress call raised hope the crew is still alive, although pinpointing the vessel's location remains elusive.
Quiero que sepan que se ha triplicado el esfuerzo.
Argentine naval spokesman Gabriel Galeazzi said the search effort has been trebled, with 11 surface ships and 10 aircraft involved. The last regular communication with the ARA San Juan was early Wednesday, when the German-built diesel-electric submarine disappeared. This is VOA News. A powerful underwater earthquake struck east of New Caledonia's Loyalty Islands in the South Pacific Monday. It initially registered 7.0 in magnitude, but Australia geosciences seismologist Doran Ionescu said it was more powerful than that.
The actual magnitude as measured by us is more like 7.2, and we had also generation of small tsunami waves. It was a very shallow earthquake. Tsunami wave up to 1 meter.
It was the latest and most powerful of earthquakes that have rattled the South Pacific region in the past month. There were no immediate reports of casualties or damage. German Chancellor Angela Merkel vowed early Monday to maintain stability and pursue coalition talks after the pro-business Free Democrats pulled out of those discussions on forming a new government, raising the specter of another round of elections.
Aber wir glauben, dass wir auf einem Pfad
waren. As Merkel said, her Christian Democrats and their coalition partners were on a path where an agreement was within reach until the Free Democrats pulled out. The key sticking points appear to be migration and climate change. Conservative billionaire Sebastian Piñera will face center-left Senator Alejandro Guillier in a runoff for Chile's presidency next month. Piñera, who placed first by a wide margin in Sunday's first round, has promised more investor-friendly policies to spark economic growth. At an emergency Arab League meeting in Cairo Sunday, Saudi Arabia sought backing of other Arab countries for a united front against Iran and its Lebanese ally Hezbollah for what is called their growing aggression and meddling in the region. Arab League Secretary General Ahmed Abu Raed said he hopes the Iranians will change their policies and behavior. The Saudi foreign minister cited the firing of a missile toward Riyadh from Yemen last month as an example of resurgent Iranian aggression. Lebanon's prime minister, who announced his surprise resignation earlier this month, promised to return home in coming days. Saad Hariri, who visited France Saturday, is scheduled to arrive Tuesday in Egypt, underscoring he's free to travel despite reports he was being held in Saudi Arabia against his will. He told Lebanese President Michel Aoun he plans to take part in independence celebrations Wednesday in Beirut. Czech tennis player Jana Novotná, a Wimbledon champion in 1998 and a 16-time Grand Slam winner in doubles and mixed doubles in 14 years as a pro, died Monday at the age of 49 after a long battle with cancer. Queen Elizabeth II and her husband Prince Philip are marking their 70th wedding anniversary Monday, becoming Britain's first reigning couple to reach that marital milestone. The Queen is already the nation's longest-serving sovereign. The royal couple plan no public events to mark the occasion, but have invited family and friends to Windsor Castle for a private dinner. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.